Well, I've got a very tired Jason Gibson on the line. Jason, good morning to you.
Morning, Sean. How are you?
I'm good. Well, what was it like?
Oh, it's just absolutely amazing. It was just, I can't even describe how good it was. Everything you've seen on TV, probably, and just, you know, more than that, it's just emotional, to be quite honest with you. There was grown men crying everywhere, kind of. It was a bit strange.
Yeah.
It was just a great experience, once-in-a-lifetime experience there.
Yeah, and, I mean, Jason, realistically, nobody was giving Ireland much chance before the match, and people were saying, well, look, they've got this far, and sure, if they don't go any further, you know, hasn't it been great? So there was a lot of people just, I presume, thinking it would be fantastic, but we don't really think they're going to do it. I mean, at the end of the day, they surpassed everybody's expectations last night.
Yeah, well, maybe things maybe fell in our favour a wee bit for once. Like, we're at least having topped the group and obviously rested a few players. Maybe that was a bit of a help to us. Like, and you know, it was always going to be difficult. Even at least second string, you know, still formidable opposition. Like, so, as I said, it was just it was always going to be tight. It was the manner, the way the victory came. Like, it was, I think that's what added even more to it, that it came so late. And you know, as I say, and the players, in fairness, like, really acknowledged the fans afterwards as well. Like, it was good to see. Like,
yeah, I was switching commentary from ITV to RTE, and it would be very hard to know the difference in terms of support, to be honest with you, because the ITV coverage, you'd have thought they were watching their national team. They so much wanted Ireland to win, and that seems to have been replicated throughout the world. I mean, unless it was your team you were watching, everybody wanted to see Ireland win.
Yeah, well, look, that's, I mean, the Irish fans have just been so well received. Like, say, I was out there for 12 days, like, and never seen any sign of any, you know, disturbances, anything at all. So, you know, we probably are the good news story of the competition, so they want to keep us in it as long as possible. Like, I mean, they'll probably write off our chances now for Sunday, but, like, you know yourself, the squad we have, we've no superstars in it. We, you know, they just work hard for one another, and I think they'll give it a real good go on Sunday as well.
Yeah. So the heat, a lot of people talked about the conditions there. The roof was on. They were expecting storms, so they did that for safety. The pitch wasn't the greatest. What was it like in the stands?
Yeah, it was that warm. Like, yesterday was the warmest day we experienced out there, temperature-wise anyway. And then with the roof being closed, it really was, you know, like nearly a sauna type thing. And it was difficult for the players. You could see some of them getting weary late on, like, you know, people that had put in a good shift, the likes of James McLean and lads like that. You could see that it was getting to them, but look, they kept plugging away, and credit to them for that. Like,
I mean, I know watching it at home, Jason, once that 10-minute countdown started, it was looking very unlikely. How were you feeling at that point?
Well, we all felt that the chance earlier, just before, like, you know, we felt when we missed that maybe our chance had gone. But as I say, look, Brady played very well on the night, like, and took his goal very well. So as I say, we just kept believing. But as I say, maybe some people say it's blind faith at times, but that's just the way we are. Like,
yeah, I mean, you're home now, so you obviously travelled through the night, did you?
Yeah, straight from Lille over Cali, and then flight from Stansted this morning. So,
what was that journey like?
Yeah, it was lucky. It was made a hell of a lot easier by the victory. Like, as I say, look, it's good to be home as well, away from the wife and family for 12 days. It's good to be back as well. Like, so,
yeah,
and it'll be good to experience it back here too now on Sunday, and, you know, as I say, see the other side of it, because we've seen videos, obviously, on Facebook and the like, and it seemed to be a great atmosphere here as well. Like,
so you couldn't be tempted then to go back?
No, look, I've got a very understanding wife, so I'm not going to push it any further.
What was the general chat then? Now, obviously, we're meeting up with other fans. Had many of them just said, look, I'm supposed to be at work, I'm not going back, I'm going to stay here? What?
Yeah, look, I'm sure there'll be some phone calls made today to their better halves, but people have done it differently. Like, people are just maybe out for that game and maybe might think about staying on, and then you'll have people, maybe a new wave of fan going out now just for this game on Sunday. So, it, like, everybody done it differently. Everybody was flying into here, there and everywhere, and we just done it differently on the rest as well. Like, so, as I say, it's I have no doubt there'll still be a large contingent there on Sunday, one way or the other.
Okay, well, let's speak to the legend, that is Paddy Bonner. We spoke to Paddy just before the team went out. He was there, well, when they were out, just before the game. Paddy, hello, good morning to you.
Good morning, Sean. Yeah, and very, very happy this morning, like everybody else, and just basking in our victory.
Paddy, what were your feelings whenever the team was announced at the beginning? I mentioned to Oisin there were some surprises, what's going on here, but it proved to be a winning formula.
Yeah, I was surprised, I must admit. I was more surprised probably that he changed the two centre-halves. Normally you don't do that. I don't know whether there was an injury to any of them, but normally you might change one. Or else there's maybe a suspension or something like that, and you're forced your hand in that part. But when you take those two guys out, then it's a big, big, big decision to make. Great to see Shane get the opportunity, of course, and we talked about Shane before when I was on the last time. So it was brilliant for him to be in a situation. Our captain, of course, Seamus Coleman, getting the captaincy and leading the team, that'll be a memory that he will remember for the rest of his days. Obviously, leaving James McCarthy in the team too, another Donegal connection, that was a big decision. He could have left James out as easily as Glenn Whelan. So he stuck by James, and that'll give him huge confidence. But he needed somebody up front, and putting Darren Murphy in probably was the right decision for me, because Shane, we've seen in the last game, he was up there on his own, playing big straight balls up to him. He had no chance. And I think Shane plays better off somebody else. So that probably was a good decision also. But the man in the tournament so far must be Jeff Hendricks. He's been sensational, you know. And he's had a wonderful tournament. So it's all coming together.
Yeah.
You know, and we have our Northwest contingent in there. Aidan came on also, the Donegal connection. So it's lovely. It's lovely to have that, and we're all very, very supportive.
I suppose we could have been talking this morning, Paddy, about the penalty that wasn't and how it cost us our yes. place. I mean, that could have been the conversation today.
It could have been the conversation. There's no doubt it was a penalty. I've watched it over and over. And for me, it was a penalty. And I do question, I always question, you know, is it the referee's choice? What about the guys behind the goal? What's their role in all of this? Romanian referee. we could have been talking about it, but listen, we can't dwell on the negative. Let's look at the positive. The guys kept going. It didn't bring them down. There was a few, I think, situations in the box also with the Italians hanging on to us. We've seen that in the past before. And those things, yeah, we could have been talking about them today, but let's talk about the positives, that we kept going to the last minute and we got that goal, and young Robert Brady getting himself into a position which normally is not his position, and scoring with his head when easily he could have taken his eye off the ball, because yeah. It was a difficult one. It was right into a danger area. Goalkeeper had a nightmare. He should have been out, but he was the one that chickened out, and Robert went for it and kept his eye on it and scored that goal. So they're all the positives. And that's what we've got to now take into the next game.
And I listened to him at the end, Paddy, talking about the fact that this had been his dream. Any child, schoolboy who plays football dreams, as you did, to be there and be able to do what he did. And he said he couldn't even think after the match. He was so elated.
I know, and I know that the guys, I'm obviously out there in Paris, and I'm not at home, so, and I wasn't in Lille, but I've seen and heard this morning about them almost in tears, which probably were in tears, some of them. It's great for those young boys. You know, they were under a bit of pressure after the second game. You know, and all this, always trotted out there is 1990, 94, 88 and all that. And these guys have got to make their own history. And today, they'll be thinking, yes, we've done something for our country. We've done something that has put them up there. And young Robert has come through the system. He's schoolboy player in Dublin, went away, and now he's playing in the European Championships and scoring a vital goal. He'll be remembered in history, and that's what it's about. Now they've got to handle that. They've got to handle it, and they've got to get themselves back down to earth. And you know, and it's always difficult, you know, when you're out in these World Cups or European Championships and things are going great. You've just got to get focused again, and that's the key now for them, you know.
I mean, you've been there, obviously, so you know how these guys feel. Today, they'll still be elated, they'll be tired as well. Emotions will be all over the place, I imagine, at this point. How do you focus now from this point? How did the management team focus the players now?
Well, I think the players themselves need to get themselves away from it all, because there'll be press trying to get a hold of them. I know that's well organised now. You know, we had our own guys that we dealt with, but I think that's well organised. But there's no doubt the fans will be on the beat, people looking for tickets, all of those type of things will be going on. So you've got to try to get yourself away, get yourself relaxed, get yourself into the right frame of mind. Get on the pitch again also is important, because I think the players, that's where they want to be. Get on and do a little loosen down today, get out again, do another bit and get that. And then talk to them about the tactics. What are they going to do against the French? Because the French are, they're strong players. If you look down the list of players that they have, then they're all with the top clubs, but I don't think they're the same team. They're not a team the same way as the Irish group are a team. And they'll have a bit of fun also now. They'll be high in confidence. Confidence is a wonderful thing. When you're high in confidence, you can do many, many things. When the confidence is down, then it becomes so much harder. So that confidence is not an issue. It's probably now trying to make them think a little bit more rather than letting emotions carry them away. They needed a bit of motion last night, probably to get the energy levels up. But now it's about using your head rather than your heart when you come to play in the game. So, whatever he picks, they've all got a chance now. They've all played, most of them. It's all about picking the right team and getting the tactics right and getting their mind right now for the next couple of days.
Right. I know we're not going to focus on the negative, but we owe France one, don't we, Paddy, for the handball?
Revenge for Henry. I think that's going to be the headline right around the papers and around the thing in the next couple of days. So, yeah, it was seven or eight years ago now since that happened. So it's been a long time, but these things don't go from the memory. So let's hope that spurs them on.
Well, you mentioned a moment ago Shane Duffy, and when you were talking to me the other day, Paddy, we had Shane's dad on, very excited, going out. Got a chance to see his lad last night. I'll tell you what he's looking for now, accommodation, I think. Brian, hello to you.
Hello, Sean. How are you?
Well, congratulations, Brian.
Oh, thank you very much, Sean. We were elated last night. I can tell you, I never went through a night like it in my life. I hope they have plenty more, but that was just so emotional last night. Even to find out, we found out, Sean, about, I would say, about 45 minutes before the match started that he was actually starting. We were just nervous wrecks at that stage. And then when he came on, he'd done so well, Sean. I have great faith in Shane anyway, but I knew he wouldn't let anybody down. But, I thought he put in a few wee dodgy moments, but then he came good. He came good then. He grew into the game, and that's, we just were comfortable watching him then. But it was an amazing night for us all,
Well, talk about that emotion, Brian, because I know how it felt sitting in front of a television watching it, and, your nerves are all over the place. To be a father watching his son at a match of such importance.
Yeah, I know. When you put it like that, Sean, it's just hard to describe how we were feeling last night. We were sort of, even today, even this morning, we weren't actually expecting to stay on here. We were actually supposed to go home today. That's the way we were looking at things. But now we're in the middle of moving. So you probably hear traffic behind me, Sean, but I'm just moving between one hotel to the next. It was a strange, strange night for us. It was just my brother, Mark. He never stopped crying the whole night, Chuff.
There was a lot of tears.
From the minute we found... there's a lot of tears. From the minute we found out who he was playing to, the referee blew that final whistle, that brother of mine never stopped crying.
And
he's going to love me for that, by the way.
Yeah. Paddy here, can I come in on your conversation? Congratulations to you all. Fantastic, fantastic. And have you spoken to Shane? Have you spoken to him?
I did. I spoke to him last night, Paddy, after the match, and I was elated. As you can imagine, you know yourself, they're overjoyed. The whole lot of them are buzzing, and... No, they're just still on the high, it was just amazing for them,
Did he know he was going to play long before the game? When did Martin tell him?
It was about 45 minutes, or about an hour and 45 minutes, sorry, should I say, that he was told that he was going to start, along with Richard, and I was delighted. We again just got this text from starting, and that just sent us all into a different level altogether. We didn't know where they were coming or going. But no bother to him, Packy. He was able to step up the plate, and he was fantastic. I thought he'd done a great job, and he was proud of himself, and we were so proud of him.
Packy, I mean, you're shocked even listening to the time factor involved in telling a player when they are playing with such short. Like, could you imagine what that would be like?
Oh, I can't imagine, to be honest, because you've got to try to almost prepare yourself. But it obviously sets also another tone that everybody needs to be on their toes, needs to be prepared, because you could get that shout, you know, and that's probably the way that Martin's dealing with everybody, that they're all part of it and they're all ready to come on and do a job or be involved. So that sets the tone for the rest of for the next game also, you know. But that's the way Martin does things. but it was great that he actually responded in the way he did when he on the pitch. You know, and yes, you're right, he had a couple of wee shaky moments early on, and you're absolutely right, he grew into it, but he's so powerful in the air, and if the delivery at times last night, I thought there was quite a few overhead free kicks, but see if they get the delivery into the box, and if Shane plays again, I think that he could be a match winner also.
Well, I agree with you, Paggy, but as you say, like, I think it's last night, I thought the service on him was, as you say, like a wee bit off the mark there. But I mean, I know, and Shane knows that the service is right under him. He will put his head to one. He's a powerful, powerful young fella, like, you know, and he'll want into anything that's up in the air.
Absolutely. I was with David Moyes out in Paris. He's working with a technical, and he was talking about Shane, and he was talking about it. He says, describes him as one of the best he's ever had in the air. And powerful. It's just all about the delivery and getting that right. But getting into the team first and then doing your job defensively, and the bonus is maybe, who knows, getting that goal from a corner or something.
I mean, Brian, Shane's come back from that, you know, terrible injury. It is quite incredible, his recovery. And I'm sure there were times when you wondered, and there you were last night seeing him living the dream after that.
No, it was amazing. We were just talking about that earlier on, Sean, because it was 6 years ago on May the 21st that I was talking to you about this. Mm. I mean, I was down in Dublin when the accident happened, you know. So, I mean, if it wasn't for Alan Byrne and Professor John O'Byrne, I mean, this wouldn't be happening here today, I can tell you that, Sean, because Seamus Gray in the ambulance, along with, when we were taking him to the ambulance after that match in the matter, and Sir... to see where he is today from what he came from. I mean, he had to restart the whole lot again, basically, you know, had all that youth experience and then almost losing his life and then to start again. And it was just a really emotional night last night for us, you know.
And just, I know you're shifting hotels, Brian, so I don't want to hold you back. What are you going to do between now and then?
Well, we're just moving. We actually booked the hotel, the apartment we were staying in. We actually tried to stay on a few more days, but somebody else is coming into it. So we're just booking it into another hotel now. And we're actually going to go down to Paris this evening, because Shane's got a day off. And to be fair, after every match, we've sort of moved on immediately, you know. But with Shane having a day off now, Shane wanted us to come down and to meet him. So we're going to meet up with Shane tonight, sorry. And then we're going to head up. Apparently, we have to fly to Geneva, and then it's about a half an hour's trip down on a train down to Lyon. It's just one of those. I can't get my head around half of it, to be honest.
Well, you tell him that we couldn't be more proud of him, and wish him well. And Brian,
thank you very much.
Thanks, Brian, for joining us.
Thank you very much, Sean. Thank you very much indeed.
God bless you. There we go. So you'll be looking forward to that encounter, Packy?
Yeah, it'll be fantastic. I'm actually coming back from Paris on Friday, and I'm heading to Dublin, so I'll see it over there, and I'll be in among the Irish fans, and no doubt it'll be a wonderful occasion. But they have a chance, you know. They've got to get out there and just feel that everything now is a real bonus for them. But go out with confidence. Don't feel that they've anything to prove now. So that's the good thing about it. And hopefully the rest of Donegal lads, North West guys, will do us proud too. But it's great to see Seamus being the captain of the team last night, Seamus Coleman. And that, I've always said it, that he's a potential captain, and he had it last night. And that'll be a memory that he will have almost for the rest of his life. Yeah. And I seen him, there was a lovely picture of him almost, it was like, I don't know, it's probably going back to the Gaelic days when he was there and he was giving James McCarthy a real, powerful motivation on the pitch. There was a lovely picture of that, and that's Seamus.
Oh. And James McLean, outstanding performance too.
Energy, high energy. That's James's, and that's why he brought him into the team. Up and down the pitch, running after people, closing them down. And that's what you've got to have. You know, you've got to go for that. So that's it. If we could get Shea on for 5 minutes now, then it would be it would be triumphant.
Well, listen, Packy, as always, thanks for your time and thanks for joining us.
Pleasure, always.
Thanks, Packy. Packy Bonner there. And listening to that, it's a man who had the great blessing of being at the match. He's home now, Jason, listening to Packy, listening there to what you were hearing. Brian, Shane's dad, I mean, you were there. I mean, it's just wonderful to hear the pride of a father and his son and what it must feel like.
Yeah, that's coming from a different perspective, isn't it? We're there as fans, he's there as a proud father, so it's great to hear Packy as well. Like, he's obviously writ his bit of history, and Robbie Brady has writ his last night as well, so yeah, look, it's just great. Looking forward now to Sunday.
Okay, and thanks for joining us.
All right, John, thank you, bye.